Welcome to Talking Europe here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg this week. This is the third episode in our ongoing series, debate series, featuring each of the EU's 27 member states in the run-up to June's European elections. And in today's spotlight, Italia. Don't think it needs a translation. Now, when Giorgia Meloni led a hard right coalition to power back in October 2022, most of the world's headlines were about the rise of a leader with whose party had fascist, neo-fascist roots. She was known for her Europe bashing. She was known as being anti-immigrant. But since then, Giorgia Meloni has confounded the skeptics. She has fashioned herself as a more mainstream conservative. She's worked with EU leaders, and she's even helped strike deals supporting Ukraine and on migrant issues as well. So obviously, that is front and center in these elections in Italy. And I have two guests today who are on opposite sides of the political spectrum, but work together, obviously, here in the European Parliament. Starting with Paolo Borchia. Welcome, Paolo, to the show. Yep. You are a member of the Lega Party, and that is obviously the party of Matteo Salvini, who is in Giorgia Meloni's coalition in power. And you sit in Parliament here with the Identity and Democracy Group. And I also welcome Beatrice Covassi.
Hello.
We practiced that before the show, so I cheated a little bit. And Beatrice, you're from the Partito Democratico, the Democratic Party, and you sit with the socialists and the Democrats in the Parliament. So to make it simple, left, right. Very basic here. But look, before we get to the question, I just want to share, as we always do, a little bit of few stats on Italy so you can see where we stand. Population of almost 59 million, almost as big as France. Median salary in Italy as of a few months ago, over 1,500 euros a month, about. Italy will be electing 76 MEPs in these June elections. That will make it the third largest delegation contingent sent after France and Germany to the EU Parliament. I've gotten all that out of the way. Paolo, let's cut to the chase here. I said you're a member of Matteo Salvini's League Party, and Matteo Salvini, I think it's fair to say, has been giving Giorgia Meloni a little bit of heat. Is she feeling it? And is he trying to show, in a sense, that he's more to the right of Meloni?
Yeah, well, just to make it clear, well, nobody in Italy considers Lega a far-right party. We are part of the center-right coalition. Sorry?
It is called far-right, though. I mean, political observers, pundits, they called far-right.
Yes, but the definition used by foreign press is one thing. Reality is another thing.
Okay.
So, in Italy, well, personally, my electors are very moderate. And we started not a far-right party, but to get the federal reform of Italy. So we are talking about different things. Well, I think that these European elections will be very interesting. Traditionally, you know, in Italy, electors consider European elections like an evaluation test for the government. But I think that this is a wrong message, because now I'm campaigning for explaining to Italian people the sense of having a vision on the future of Europe, and not just judging the government. I like this government, I don't like it. And so I'm trying to implement a campaign based on themes, on topics, because I think that the next 5 years will be fundamental for the future of Europe.
But my question was being, Giorgia Meloni specifically, is she to the left of your party? Would you like to see a European Parliament with harder right policies than what Giorgia Meloni's been doing in
Italy?
No,
not necessarily. Well, we have our identity, we have our political priorities. First of all, the federal reform of the state, keeping the competition of enterprises, maybe reflecting on the futures of a Green Deal. We struggle for a fair migration, for a migration with rules, a migration with quality and not only quantity. And so I think there are many, many important topics to develop for next elections.
Okay. Beatrice Covassi, I said you're with the Democratic Party in Italy. Do you feel these days, you notice in my introduction, I only talked about Meloni, I just mentioned Salvini. Do you feel like no one's talking about the Democratic Party? Where do you stand right now ahead of these elections?
Oh, we're standing pretty good because we just had a victory in Sardinia. And for the first time, we have elected a female governor of a region. And this was together with a large coalition of progressives. So it was us plus other left parties, but still the Democratic Party was the first party on the island. So that was our litmus test in regional elections. And I think that what we feel is that the wind might be changing.
You see it right now, starting to change. So if I were to sit here and say to you, the headlines have been right-wing, more conservative parties, far-right, are poised to make gains in the June elections. Finish that headline, but
we will do better, and we will surprise you. you will do better than expected.
What do you
Why?
Think?
Because we have really, you know, we have really completely opposite ideas about the future of Europe.
For one, give me one prime example.
Prime example is being united or being again nation states. This is, you know, the basic, you know,
united with
divide,
Europe. United with Europe.
United community Europe. You know, so community solutions, common sovereign debt, going into the path of next generation EU and trying to be, you know, on the path of solidarity among European nations. Clearly the vision of the right, and for us, I mean, Salvini's party is extreme
right.
You can look at Paolo
and tell him his vision.
Right? No one in Italy considers our party an extreme right party.
This is what you say.
I know that in foreign broadcasts, it's a popular topic. But
no, I don't want to.
Italy, reality is different.
Paolo, I don't want to sensationalize. But is it not a reality that Meloni, but also Matteo Salvini, they campaigned originally on naval blockades around North Africa to prevent migrants?
This was a Giorgio Meloni topic.
Okay. This was not a Salvini, not a legal one. She recently signed, as you know, deal with Albania, right? Yeah. Albania to take up to, I believe, 36,000 migrants.
Yes.
A sort of deal, like what are they to hold them there?
No, the agreement is focused just on the identification procedures because our centers were in a pressure, and so it was necessary to find an external solution. Let's say that.
External, Albania is not an EU member.
Yes, an external solution comparing to Italy, but migrants will have the same rights than in Italy. And so I think that this will improve the condition of identification, and we will make some pressure lower than now.
Beatrice, this is really something we disagree completely.
This is what I was going to ask you.
Of course, because it's really, you know, sending off migrants so they're far from sight, you know, and they don't no longer represent an issue
outsourcing
for the public. Outsourcing migrants, you know, and also putting migrants increasingly in detention centres, which is not the solution. We had previously a system whereby we would have, you know, few little numbers of migrants being spread out throughout the country. And now suddenly we have detention centres for 18 months, which, you know, create, of course, more insecurity, yep. And they create a problem by itself.
This will improve the condition of asylum seekers between the moment they arrive in Europe and the moment that they will know if they have the right to international protection or if they...
Well, let me hold on. We had one committing suicide recently, exactly because, I mean, 18 months in a detention centre, you know,
it's
without
a long
knowing
time.
Whether he would stay, he had come to rejoin the family. I mean,
well, let me throw out a big
really
word. I was speaking earlier to the European Ombudswoman, Emily O'Reilly, who looks at these, and she's concerned that these types of deals, Paolo, are a breach of fundamental human rights. I know
Indeed.
It's a big word, human rights, but it's sort of hard to disagree with that in a sense, that these migrants are sort of just being tossed out there like pawns.
No, well, I think fundamental rights, human rights, are well respected in Italy. the matter is that when you have, and this is not left wing or right wing government issue, but when you experience some massive pressure, then it is very complicated to manage this issue. That's why the solution of externalizing this service, let's call it in this way, was thought to be held in Albania.
And look, we have very little time left, and I know this is much too broad a topic to throw
out
there with 1 minute.
But I want
to actually shift gears just very quickly. Are you for or against? We're talking about climate, environmental policy in a minute and 15 seconds. Are you for or against the Green Deal in Europe? And do you think there's a chance for Green Deal policies in the next parliament to have a voicing?
We are absolutely in favor of the Green Deal. Of course, the Green Deal has to take everyone on board. And, you know, the situation of climate change tells us that we cannot wait and we cannot put this on next generations as, you know, a token on their future. So we need to improve everything, you know, digital transition, green transition, get more jobs there, get jobs opportunities, and improving quality of life of our citizens.
And quickly, Paolo, final word here. I would assume, am I correct in assuming that you think that maybe what she just said is easier said than done?
Well, I'm in favor of sustainability. I'm in favor of decarbonization. I'm against the Timmermans approach. I'm against an ideological and radical approach, because we shouldn't forget that we are putting in a difficult condition the competitiveness of European enterprises. So let's bear it in mind.
Listen, we could open up many more Pandora's boxes here.
Whenever you wish.
I'm going to have to leave it at that. I think you two need to get a coffee and discuss some things here. But listen, the European election's coming up in June. Obviously, there are a lot of differences within the parliament on fundamental issues from migration to environmental policy and so on. And we'll be bringing you more of it in the weeks and months to come in the run-up to that big vote. Thanks to both of you for being
here
today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks to all of you for watching the debate here on Talking Europe.